USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The former head of the White House Security Clearance Office, Carl Klein, says he's willing to cooperate with House investigators after a whistleblower said 25 people who should have been denied clearances got them anyway. That whistleblower, Tricia Newbold, spoke to NBC News.
The protection of national security is not a Democratic issue or a Republican issue. It's an American issue.
The House Oversight Committee had already voted to subpoena Klein, Newbold's former boss. Committee Chair Elijah Cummings.
We want him to come in to explain to us why this 18-year employee said that these folks did not get a clearance, why they got one.
The House deadline has passed for Robert Mueller's report on Russia's election tampering. Democrats are now working on a subpoena to give to Attorney General William Barr to produce it. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.